Hello, and welcome to Sit Back and Listen. I love reading books to kids, so that's mainly what we'll be doing here, but that may change over time. If you happen to have the book we are reading today, feel free to go grab it and read along.
This is Frog and Toad Together by Arnold Lobel. Chapter 1, A List. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Chapter 1.
One morning, Toad sat in bed. I have many things to do, he said.
4, 5.
Correct. I will write them down.
5, 4.
All down on a list so that I can remember them. Toad wrote on a piece of paper, a list of things to do today. Then he wrote, wake up. I have done that, said Toad. And he crossed out. Wake up. See, he wrote wake up and he crossed it out because he woke up. He's making a list. This is a long list. Then Toad wrote other things on the paper. Eat breakfast, get dressed, go to Frog's house, take walk with Frog, eat lunch, take nap, play games with Frog, eat supper, go to sleep.
What's supper?
Dinner. Some people call it supper.
I'm ready for supper.
You just had supper.
I want more supper.
There, said Toad. Now my day is all written down. He got out of bed and had something to eat. Then Toad crossed out, eat breakfast.
Because he already ate.
Toad took his clothes out of the closet and put them on. Then he crossed out, get dressed. Toad put the list in his pocket. He opened the door and walked out into the morning. Soon Toad was at Frog's front door. He took the list from his pocket and crossed out, go to Frog's house.
Yeah.
Check.
Check.
Toad knocked at the door. Hello, said Frog. Look at my list of things to do, said Toad. Oh, said Frog. That is very nice. Toad said, my list tells me that we will go for a walk. All right, said Frog. I am ready.
I'm ready.
Frog and Toad went on a long walk. Then Toad took the list from his pocket again. He crossed out, take walk with Frog. Just then, there was a strong wind. It blew the list out of Toad's hand. The list blew high up in the air. Cried Toad. My list is blown away. What will I do without my list? Hurry, said Frog. We will run and catch it. No, shouted Toad. I cannot do this. Why not? Asked Frog. Because, wailed Toad, running after my list is not one of my things that I wrote on my list of things to do. Frog ran after the list. He ran over hills and swamps, but the list blew on and on. At last, Frog came back to Toad. I am sorry, gasped Frog, but I could not catch your list. Blah, said Toad.
Blah. Okay.
I cannot remember any of the things that were on my list of things to do. I would just have to sit here and do nothing. Said Toad. Toad sat and did nothing. Frog sat with him. After a long time, Frog said, Toad, it is getting dark. We should be going to sleep now. Go to sleep, shouted Toad. That was the last thing on my list. Toad wrote on the ground with a stick, go to sleep. Then he crossed out, go to sleep.
How did he cross out it? He doesn't have a list.
Because he wrote it on the ground and then he used a stick to cross it out.
Oh. I want to try that.
Okay.
On the grass.
There, said Toad. Now my day is all crossed out. I am glad, said Frog. Then Frog and Toad went right to sleep. The end.
The end.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.